This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
God bless America. You can listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thank God there's no hot mics in the background. That's all I can say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for your support in so many ways. I really do appreciate it. We're going to, I don't know how long that is. I think that's like 5 minutes. I'm going to wait till next segment to do that particular one. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, head up to Facebook, you can have your conversation there. There's a, I guess they refer to it as a live feed, so you can head over there and talk with them. You know, I always get a kick out of the fact that I get these little notes during the break from these loons on the left. I mean, serious loons on the left. I love it because it shows me that they're listening. Now, there's nothing to listen to, according to them, except they're listening. And they're listening so they can uncover all my lies. Problem is, it's really funny how disingenuous the left can be. I do stories, I mean, what do we got? We're coming up on 9 years or something, whatever it is. And I got stories on Facebook and on the website. And we've done stories about sexual assault, sexual abuse, sex slavery. We've done all these, what are they called, human stories, whatever, feel-good stories. They don't comment on any of those. They never go, yeah, you know, you're right, we shouldn't have sex slavery. Yeah, you're right, we shouldn't be doing this to our kids. Yeah, you're right. They never do that. The only ones they comment on are the ones that they think that they've got some kind of right to comment on. It seems like the white guys, white Democrats, can talk about defending black Americans. But yet, I can't talk about black Americans because I'm not black. Their words, not mine. I can't talk about a woman or the reproductive system because I don't have a uterus. Coming from them, not me. I think it's hilarious. Listen to the logic. I put up a post from Milo Yiannopoulos. And you know, they come up with this, oh, sure, we're supposed to listen to a pedophile. Well, heck, you've listened to Billy Bob Clinton, who was a sexual assaulter. You've listened to Mrs. Clinton, who was a sexual assault shamer. You've been listening to Jesse Jackson, who was an adulterer, actually stole money out of his campaign fund to take care of his transgressions. And you listen to Al Franken. But Roy Moore's the nut. Roy Moore's the bad guy. And I'm wondering, is it because Roy Moore claims to have a moral compass? Or claims to live by a different standard. Notice I say claims because I don't know the man. So because he claims it, he has to live it no matter what. But it's not a standard for anybody else. So, whatever. Just found out that Al Franken may be in a little trouble. And not with the law, but with his constituents. That's right. So apparently, only a quarter, just one quarter of Minnesotans say they'd like to keep Al. Why don't we just let them keep him? You know, we can make a whole little place there in Minnesota and allow him to go there and hang out. What do you think? I like it. I think it's a great idea. So Al Franken says that he isn't interested in retiring, even though he's now been accused of sexual impropriety with two women. But, you know, constituents may have other ideas. Now, this is ABC took the poll. Only around 22% of Franken's constituents believe he should remain in office. Only 22. Right? And he should be subject, open to, looked at these sexual assaults. 36% says they will wait until a Senate ethics probe concludes, and then they'll decide whether to support him or not. Franken doesn't care much better. He doesn't fare much better when respondents are sectioned out by party. 14% of Democrats want Franken to resign immediately. 46% say that they'll wait out the Senate investigation. Only 33% of Democrats say they definitely want Franken to stay in office, regardless of what he's done wrong. Well, so that's okay. But evangelicals are nasty people because they'll still vote for Roy. Somebody brought that out today. I heard somebody actually arguing the case that shows that evangelicals are whacked because they'll still vote for Roy Moore even though he's assaulted these women. Well, we don't know he's assaulted these women. Let's start off there. Just like we didn't know what Franken did or didn't do, or Corey did or didn't do. The local news source says it conducted the poll Monday, just days after Leanne tweeted and revealed that Franken had forced her to kiss him during a USO tour. Right? They especially didn't like the picture of him groping her. The poll is bad news for Franken. It says he submitted a Senate ethics probe, but won't even consider dropping out of Congress. That's unless he's pushed. Well, where are all these moral Democrats who called for Roy Moore to step down? Where are they on this one, do you think? I'm curious. I don't know. I haven't asked, so I don't know. They wouldn't tell me anyway. But you already know that, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And like I said, loons abound on both sides. Right? The right's not immune to this garbage. It happens to them, too. But right now, we're dealing with the loons on the left. And I'll do more of that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're not doing this again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room. See, if I had a full-time engineer, I'd have somebody here with a pair of pliers cranking stuff down. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I talk about, we talk about just about anything on the show here. So, I talk about transgenderism on a regular basis, or the LGBTQ community, whatever. And it's not a matter of talking about them how do I explain it? I just had a brain fart. Can you say that on the air? I just did. Doesn't matter. Anyway, I just want to get back into these other people. On the LGBTQ stuff. I don't call it out to make fun of it. But some of the issues they did deal with, you have to sit here and try to figure out what makes sense and what doesn't. And even if you try to understand, even if you want to be part of the conversation, part of the fix, if you would, to help other people understand, you can't be. And the proof is, I don't know if you saw it last night, but Tucker took on a DNC advisor. And I've seen this guy before. And he's just always so confusing because it's kind of like whatever he believes is truth, no matter what. And it doesn't matter what you believe. And it's, you'll hear him, well, let me start playing it, and I'll do what I normally do, which is I'll comment on it because I know it'll make me pop an eyeball one of these days.
Because this policy has implications that go far beyond bathrooms.
Okay, so they're talking about the, you know, the Trump administration, a bunch of monsters rescinding the transgender bill. And some of the comments that Tucker's making are true and real. And you can't get them to answer. Just talk. It's almost like they're afraid to just talk about it. And I don't know why. Conversation never killed anybody.
In locker rooms, the core question is what constitutes male and female. And the implication of these guidelines that Obama put in place is that a man is someone who says he's a man, and a woman is someone who says she's a woman. You get to decide your gender.
Right, and he's right. That's basically the foundation bottom line of the ruling. Somebody walks up and says, I identify as a female, and a discussion, especially here in California.
There's no biological anchor to sex anymore. It's all determined by the individual. So my obvious question for you is, how do I know if a person's male or female? Is there some other absolute standard that people have to meet to be male or female, other than what they say?
One's gender identity is enough to show what gender they are. And so if you're confused about that, I mean, I leave that, you know, to your level of enlightenment and
No. Is that condescending or what? Well, if you can't figure out that if somebody just says they're this and they are that, you can't figure that out, well, then basically you're not an enlightened person. I'm sorry. This guy, these are the same people that attack people like me for believing in a God and not believing in science as 100%, you know, settled science, right? And he's going to say that in a few minutes. He's going to call this settled science. It's not settled science. There's no scientific basis for it all. It's all about how one feels, what one believes, and what their perception of truth. And because it's their perception of truth now, we're supposed to believe that.
It's not about enlightenment. It's not about moral status. This is a real question because there are all kinds of institutions in American life that function on a sex-segregated basis. Women's college, sports, both professional and amateur, prisons. And so you're telling me that I can play on a woman's sports team when I say I'm a woman.
What we are saying is that in this guidance with public schools, which we're and the vulnerable kids that are there, that there are specific guidelines that these teachers.
Yeah, but there's no specific guidelines. The child, the person, or whatever, say that they're the opposite sex or what sex that they perceive themselves to be, and that's what it is. If that's a guideline, then that, I don't know. It opens the world up to all kinds of stuff and things that may be dangerous. I don't know. And again, what I say the same thing. It's one thing if it has a scientific basis. You can't fight it all. You can't even question it if it's true science. But as you're going to see in a second, the part of this that's really confusing is when it comes to sports. Because there are certain sports that men are better at, or they have different, you know, when it comes to upper body strength, men have more upper body strength. There is a chemical difference. Women have more lower body strength. So there are differences between the two sexes, not just what you think they are.
And these supervisors and these principals asked for and how to create safe.
Okay, but now you're going back to the first question.
That is what we're talking about.
No, let me take you back three sentences. When you said gender identity is determined by the person who possesses it. Mm-hmm. That's almost exactly what you said.
Correct.
And I'm saying there are massive implications of this that everyone is either too dumb or too embarrassed to explore. But let's do so now. If your sex is what you say it is, then what prevents me from playing on a women's field hockey team? What prevents me from getting convicted of a felony and demanding to go to a women's prison? And it's a real question.
All right. So they are real questions. And they're not. See, people on the left right now are saying, why are you mocking them? They're not. They're real questions. I get caught robbing a liquor store. Okay? Why can't I say I identify as a female? They don't have a right to question me. And if they don't have a right to question me, then they've got to put me in the female prison. He's right. It creates its own set of issues. Now, that doesn't mean anything more than it creates its own set of issues. How do you work through it? And this guy's going to poo-poo it.
It's not a
real question. Why is it not a real question?
It's not a real question because...
How does that happen? Perfect. Anyway. You know, I think they're working on this tonight. We got some really weird stuff happening. Anyway, they go on to talk about this from the standpoint that if gender changes, if gender fluidity or gender changes at the tip of a hat, at a thought, and it's not scientific, how does one treat it as real? Let's be clear. I'm not making fun of transgender people. Not the goal. Because it seems like anybody on the left, progressive socialists, they won't even have the conversation with you. Even if you're not putting them down, you're simply asking a question. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversations. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, God. Got to get the lip and the tongue to work together. Sometimes they don't want to. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, we were talking about the liberal. I don't know why they keep having this guy on the show, but I guess it makes for a good conversation somehow. But this liberal comes on the show with Tucker Carlson, and they're talking about the transgender stuff. And Tucker's not being condescending. He's asking honest questions, and I don't know why. You know, the guy has to start off by questioning his enlightenment instead of simply saying, okay, look, this is why. This is why we believe what we believe, or what have you. No, he's got to right away poke at him, which is wrong. You all know it's wrong. And I don't know why nobody can sit down and have a conversation. I don't get it.
What prevents me from getting convicted of a felony and demanding to go to a women's prison? And it's a real question.
It's not a real question because it is pretty absurd.
I think he said it is what, about 9 times or 12 times? We can count it again. Almost sound like Elmer Fudd there for a second.
Absurd, and there are no other examples.
Because
there are no examples of this.
What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
No, there are examples of it. I mean, that Walter Waite or whatever it was, wrestler, I don't know whether wrestler, fighter, whatever they're called, it shows you how much I know about it. But she was born a man and identified as a female or went through the surgery, I don't know, but still has the upper body strength. And everybody that this transgender woman fight, when she fights naturally born women, or whatever you call, I don't even know, cisgen women? I don't even know what the proper terminology is. Maybe one of you can send it to me. They were afraid to get the ring with him anymore because they were being pummeled. The transgender woman was causing great physical bodily harm. Why? Because the upper body strength is different. That's why they had categories. That's why they had these things broken up. That's why they had Title IX rules and laws. So don't just flush all that and say we can't even talk about it. That's short-minded.
But there are no examples. This is the same argument about saying that this will allow sexual predators to go into women.
I'm not making that
bathroom.
Argument.
Yes, but you are making that argument.
Okay,
no, we're not.
What I'm saying is, I just want to know what the standards are. I'm not actually making any claims.
And he's not. Notice the question still hasn't been answered at the beginning. What are the standards? Are the standards simply somebody saying, I identify as? Is that the standard? It's all he's asking. And he can't get a question. Can't get an answer.
I'm merely asking a question, and I want you to answer.
Yes, the standard.
Is there a scientific standard? Because when you deal with questions of biology, that is a species of science. So what's the scientific standard? I'm a scientist. I want to know if you're a man or a woman. How do I find out?
Look, these are discussions that I encourage you to have with someone who is transgender, and they can come and talk to you about
it. No, I don't need that to speak to a transgender. I can speak to you because you think about the stuff for a living. So it's a very simple question.
Yes.
I want to know if you're a man or a woman. I'm a scientist. How do I find out?
Your gender identity determines your gender, period.
So what he's saying in plain simple English, I am what I think I am. Right? No scientific basis for it, just I am what I think I am. Can we be in agreement there?
Okay. So should someone who looks like me, maybe think I was a man, I say I'm a woman, and I demand to play in a women's sports team, I demand to go to women's college, I demand a Small Business Administration loan for women-owned businesses. That's a real thing. That's a $1 billion question, for real. Can you turn me down if I say I'm a woman?
The question that is on the table right now is about Title IX.
Let's not
and about guidance. No, but you want to go off on
Title IX
tangent.
Apply. It's not a tangent. Title IX applies and was created.
Title IX applies to male and females, girls and boys. For gender equality reasons.
Yes.
Around the question of women's sports. So, as a apparent man, if I say I'm a woman, is that enough? Do I meet the standard as a woman to play in a women's sports team? That goes right to Title IX. Don't dodge the question.
I'm not dodging the question. This is something the Supreme Court is going to be looking at next month. And yes, the answer is absolutely yes.
Okay.
Gender identity determines one's gender.
Let me ask you
period.
This.
And this is a matter of civil rights.
Is there science behind this? Because I know that
there's,
I'm often
absolute
getting...
science. Really, absolutely what, science.
I want you to name a single scientist, just one, who says you can determine your own sex just by saying so. Can you name one scientist?
There isn't one. There isn't one. There isn't one study. There isn't one anything. Okay? And I just, you know, we call it the real side for a reason. And again, this is not to put anybody down, but it's kind of like the liberal argument here is you're not enlightened, you're an idiot if you don't accept this and get it. Yet, the reason for Title IX was to equal the playing field because there was a difference between the two genders. And now we're saying, it doesn't matter anymore. So which is it? Does it matter or does it not matter?
She says that.
I'd be happy to send you many after.
Don't send me many. You knew you were coming to this show. You knew what the topics were. What happened?
You can determine your own sex. An actual scientist, like someone who went to college.
Listen,
are you serious?
You clearly have some issues around this.
It's not an issue. We all have questions that you can't answer.
It's not issues. It's simply you just said that whatever you choose is what you are. Whatever you identify with is what you are. He asked you if that's biology, if that's science. You have said yes, but you can't prove it. I haven't seen any. Because people beat me up about this all the time, about even wanting to talk about this. I can't find any science either. Not that I'm not looking for it. I've asked people to send me where this is an issue. What is it? It's a chromosome thing. It has nothing to do with what you feel or think. It's a chromosome thing. It's in your DNA. You can't change your DNA by thinking something else.
And you're instead throwing things like you're not enlightened. I'm asking you a sincere question. What's the science behind this? And you're deflecting. Why?
I'm simply not deflecting. This is.
Now, he doesn't have a problem speaking because I've heard him on one of the shows. He is searching right now because he's listening to what's being said and realize that he's either A, ill-prepared to no end, or he's starting to hear what he's selling.
This is a matter of settled science, and it is something
that... What is the science, exactly? That you are what you say?
Yeah. That's where he nailed himself. That's where he made a mistake. He should have stayed away from that, because it's not settled science. Just because somebody thinks something is... Look... There's a where is that? See, I'm going to be all over the place. I knew it. Where's that story about the guy? There you go. A self-taught scientist. He's going to prove that the Earth is flat. This is not 100 years ago. This is today. He's created a rocket, and he's going to send himself up, and he's going to prove that the Earth is flat. Okay? Well, it's subtle science. He thinks science has been lying to us. And he's pulling all kinds of pictures to prove it. Where's the subtle science?
You are. Can I change my race, too? And don't dodge that question. That's a real question.
No, you cannot
why?
Change your race.
Why can't I change my race, but I can change my sex? What's the difference?
It is not about changing.
But why isn't it?
This is about inherently who people are.
Really? What if I say I'm inherently of another race? Who are you to say I'm not?
I mean, again, you're getting into these silly hypotheses.
It's not silly at all. It is
silly. We've done transracial, transsexual. We have done trans species on this show. And nobody calls them to task. Not a one.
So nobody thought you could change your own sex. And you're saying it's settled science.
One that is simply not true. We have had transgender protections in this country.
But you haven't explained what transgender is. You're just saying it's whatever we say it is.
You want to go into this in this right-wing pseudoscience.
It's not right-wing.
See what I mean? See it? You want to go to these right-wing? No. No. We just want to have a conversation. Where is the science? What is there? Is there a left-wing definite settled science on this? No, there's not. Science is science. It's not right-wing, left-wing. It's just science. This is why we can't converse, because right away we're told we're not enlightened. Right? Right away we're told how stupid we are, how ignorant we are. You know, the MSNBC host Joy Reid, she said that rural Americans are stunning in how stupid they are, in essence. Okay? That rural America, because their lack of intellect, are the reason we're having the trouble we're having. We're having the problems we're having. Talk about being full of yourself. When we come back, we're going to talk about... Yep, a gay nativity scene. Why we need that, I don't know. I don't know what it proves. I don't even know what statement. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just for the real side, I'll be back in a few minutes.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And, unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're working through things with me. And again, some of you send me some night, you know, emails. I can't always get to them during the show. It's just hard for me to read the emails, read an article, and still keep talking with you. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to Facebook. Facebook. There's a live feed there. Lots of good stuff going on there as well. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Now, some of you, when I tell some of these stories, you think all I'm doing is making fun. And I'm really not. In some cases, I'm not at all. I'm just trying to understand what people want us to believe. And I'm not one, and I would expect you to be one, where somebody says, well, this is just how it is. Well, why is it like that? Why do you get to decide what, who, where, you know, what was her name? The woman up north, she identified as a black woman. Rachel Dolezal. So she identified as a black woman, and everybody seemed to accept that. That was okay. And nobody found that kind of odd. Right? She never felt like she was in a white body. She thought she was a black woman. We have people that are trans species. And nobody's offered to give them help of any kind. Right? Then there's the trans limb people. What are they called?
Transabled.
Right? People that try to cut their limbs off because they never felt like the limb belonged there. And I'm not suggesting we make fun of these people, but I am suggesting that we get to the bottom of it. We find them some help. Right? Because this is wrong no matter who you are. If somebody came to you and said, this arm doesn't belong to me. I know it doesn't belong to me. And I shouldn't have it. I'm feeling guilty about having it. I shouldn't have this arm. It needs to go. Do you hand him or her a hacksaw? Or do you hand them a doctor's number? Or do you try to help them and talk them off the ceiling, as we used to say? I don't understand. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, I get the basics. And I tell people all the time, you know, it's almost like we have to keep shoving things in people's faces. We have to keep screwing with everything. Now, when I say we, I mean the generic we. No matter what it is, we've got to prove we can get away with something. So, a Christian couple won't bake a cake for a gay wedding, and they're called all kinds of things, all kinds of bad. But someone sets up a nativity scene with two gay Josephs, and that's okay. I mean, you're mocking my story. You're mocking my scripture. You don't get to rewrite a religion or rewrite a belief system because you don't like the way it is. Go find another one. Go find one that fits your fancy. Now, I don't believe this is local. Might be. Someone set up a nativity scene with Jesus and two gay dads. And people are loving it, which goes totally against the whole reason behind Christ was born and how. Comedian and host of Queerly podcast, Cameron Esposito, tweeted the Los Angeles Garden scene on Friday. I guess it is fairly local. Saying, our neighbor's two Joseph nativity is up, and I am beaming. I'm so happy about it. Now, I don't understand if that's what you believe to be truth. I don't know. If you get your jollies from poking at other people's belief systems, I guess it's okay. But what if you, I don't know. I don't know enough to know what Muhammad's story is, right? So what if you did something like this with Muhammad? How do you think it would go over? No, seriously. I mean, what if you did something like that? Well, Muhammad was marrying another guy. Why don't they do stuff like that? I don't get it. So now you can even buy more. You can buy ones with two Marys, right? Two Josephs. I guess the three wise men can speak for themselves. Many people were quick to point out that according to the Bible, Jesus technically did have two dads. So the scene was pretty accurate. Wow. I wonder how much coke you have to do to come up with that one. One being a heavenly father that wasn't there in body. Interesting. And others were very upset about it. So this is what I'm saying. It's interesting how you can upset traditional Christianity. You can upset religious people. And it's okay because, you know, I don't know, it's art. It's, you know, because we're behind, right? We're not very enlightened people because we believe in a God. So it's okay to make fun of us. Yeah, we make any kind of nasty remark or any kind of off-color remark about the gay, lesbian, and transgender community, and we're haters. And then you keep telling us about your love and how much you love us and how much you care about us. But then you say hateful things, and then you do hateful things, and you basically spit on us. And see, we can't do nasty things to you. Now, nasty is in the eyes of the beholder, I suppose. You call me nasty because I don't believe in same-sex marriage. I'm a hater. You don't believe in my God, and yet you're okay. Right? I would think it's funny. It's what I've been saying all along. There's no equality here. It's all about what you believe. If you're a progressive socialist, it's all of what you believe to be true. Right? That's all it's about. And as long as you believe it to be true, then it's true. And it can't even be gospel truth, because in most cases, you don't even believe in God. I've had many of you write me and tell me you don't believe in God. So why, for people who don't believe in God, are you calling me, writing me, or trying to get me not believing in God either, or maybe stating that I'm a little too stupid and that's why I believe in God? But I have to fall back on my religion. I don't fall back on anything. Religion doesn't make you fall. I don't believe it does. Gives you strength and a reason. You know, I've always said this, and some of you guys take it to the nth degree, which whatever makes you happy. But here's the thing. If I live a better life, I believe in a supreme being, and I believe in a better life. I mean, I live my life because it's a higher power that I'm going to have to answer to. I live my life because God wants me to love other people. And love other people isn't accepting everything that they do unconditionally. That's not love. You know, if I do that and I'm right, then everything's cool at the end. But if you're wrong and there is a God, and you live your life any way you want to, and you're at the top of the pyramid, so to speak, well, it's going to be tough. And I love you people that run around screaming about love. It's all about love. Love trumps hate. Love trumps hate. While you're throwing, I don't know, peroxide in people's faces, while you're smashing windows down, while you're calling people all kinds of names, while you're ridiculing people for believing in traditional marriage, while you're ridiculing people for not believing in abortion. Lots of love there. Do you see the hypocrisy behind it? You're always right. That's my mantra with the left. You're always correct. You always have the right answer. And we're always wrong. And we're hateful when we don't agree, but when you don't agree, you do it because you're right. Because you're so much more enlightened. You heard the guy a little while ago. That's why. So it goes back to, these are not, you're not people that really want to get along. Now, you know, I'm talking about the far left, the progressive socialists. I'm not talking about mainstream Democrats, the ones that I know and get along with on a daily basis, the ones that are in my family, the ones that I know that I can work with on a regular basis. And it's not because they give in to me. We find common ground and we work on that common ground. And there's many Democrats that don't believe in abortion. There's many Democrats that don't believe in same-sex marriage. There's many Democrats that don't believe in all these laws that are being pushed down on us. So it's not like every Democrat believes one way. You know, my family in the East Coast, the majority of them are Democrats. Why? They've always been. They vote conservative. They talk conservative. Right? They do conservative things. And here in California, they would be Republicans easily. So I'm tired of this. We need to push back. Don't give in and be willing to have an answer. Not a party answer, not a pastor answer, but a real answer. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Get them over here. Check us out. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.